How to confront gun violence has been the main focus in the last week of President Obama's first term. Earlier this week, the president signed 23 executive orders to stiffen background checks on gun buyers and expand school safety programs. He also unveiled a package of controversial measures that require congressional approval. Now, Vice President Joe Biden says he and the president plan to travel the country to make sure American voices are heard on the issue of gun violence.
And joining us now live to talk more about it all is Gwen Ifill, moderator of Washington Week. Hey, Gwen.
Hey, guys.
So what are you hearing about how successful the president will be in getting Congress on board with his package?
Oh, I'm not hearing anything. I don't think anybody's hearing anything, partly because Congress isn't in town. So anybody who's telling you they know how this is going to work is making it up. But that aside, what's interesting to me is that they're throwing the gauntlet down this week before Inauguration Day, before the day in which everybody says we are all on the same page, and the president comes out and he says, okay, in your face on guns. He comes out again at his press conference and says, in your face on the debt limit. We saw members of the House, Republicans in the House today, try to push back on that. It's very interesting to see these kinds of challenges play out just before a day that we're going to see Monday, which is all about celebrating unity and support and the future and optimism. 4 years ago, when the president gave his first inaugural speech, he talked about how we come to proclaim an end to the petty grievances and false promises, recriminations, and worn-out dogmas that for far too long have strangled our politics. I looked that up, obviously. But one of the reasons I found that interesting is because all of that optimism about getting past our strangled politics, here we are, still 4 years later, having this not the same fights, but certainly very dogged fights.
Well, and that brings up the next question. Are we going to see a healthcare-style battle over this issue? Is the president willing to go to the mat to the extreme that he was willing to fight for his healthcare plan?
Well, that's a great question, because the difference this time is he had the economy, which was collapsing under him at the time he was doing it, and he got a lot of criticism for pushing so hard on health care. This time, the economy is somewhat recovered, but he also has said he wants to push hard on immigration reform. He's also said he wants to push hard on consumer bank reform. He's also said he wants to do this with the debt ceiling and the fiscal budget, not keep kicking the can down the road. And on top of it all is this gun violence question. So I don't know if he has the energy to push on all of them, but certainly the latest polls show he has more political leverage right now to push than he ever is going to have. So at least we're going to see it. We're going to watch and see which ones he picks first.
All right. Thank you so much, Gwen.
Take care.